Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Before we get started, I neglected to say in the announcements, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there. And of course, you know, as we take a look at the gift of motherhood and what it gives to us, is a way in which our Lord shows us that he cares for us by giving our mothers, by giving us those people who care for us and nurture us all through our lives. And it's just one of the ways that we see the heart of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, by giving us those mothers that take care of us, that share of us, that teach us the ways of Jesus Christ and his love. And so we give God the thanks and the praise for that. Having said that, you bunch of stiff-necked people. You know, what a greeting that is to be able to look at that. And that's exactly what Stephen had to say to these people that were gathered around him. You stiff-necked people. But yet that was the way in which he was able to describe and to look to these people that were all around there. Because the truth of it is that if we look into our own lives, that we can find ourselves being exactly that as well. How many times do we follow God's commands? We know what they are. They're on the back of our church, on the wall back there. The Ten Commandments are laid out. For most of us that have gone through confirmation class, we learned what those commandments were and what the definitions of those. For those who have gone through an adult instruction, I know very much so that if you're in my Sunday school class, you definitely know what the Ten Commandments are. We had, even just this morning, we had a discussion about that and what it means. I've asked you many, many times if you're murderers and that. And it really came out today that we were talking about all of those things that God calls us. So we know what God expects of us. We know what the commandments are. But the problem is we are a bunch of stiff-necked people, because what we do is we still want to go the way of the world, and we still want to go the way of our own sinful flesh. We want to sin against God, and that's why we stand up here at the beginning of the service every Sunday, because we realize who we are. We realize that we sin in thought, word, and deed by the things we do, by the things we leave undone. We don't love God with our whole heart. We don't love our neighbor as ourselves. And guess what? The penalty for all of that is the same thing. We justly deserve God's temporal and eternal punishment. What a way to start off Mother's Day, right? But yet, when we look at it, when we look at our epistle text, and in fact, those people didn't like to hear it, did they? In fact, what did they do to Stephen? They took him out and stoned him. Hopefully you don't do that to me. But the reality of it is that we look to the epistle lesson. And really, it's there that we really start to see the heart and the compassion of Jesus Christ, because that's really why he went to the cross. And we're still in the Easter season, we realize what God has done for us. That he sent his Son, his only beloved Son, to the cross in order to take away our sins, to make us righteous. And in fact, in our epistle lesson, it tells us that what he does is he has taken us, people who weren't his people, people that were stiff-necked people. And believe me, it's not just us. It wasn't just them. These are the same words that Moses used about the people that he was given, that he was leading through the desert. In fact, one of his prayers in the Old Testament is, Lord, why did you give me this stiff-necked people? Because all they want to do is grumble and complain and turn their backs on things. They don't want to listen to you. They don't want to do your commands. They don't want to do that. But of the love of God the Father and the love of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, that he went to the cross in order to take away our sins and make us a holy... Well, you're jumping the gun here. But yes, children of God. And what does that mean by being children of God? That what he has done is he has gathered us together as children of God to make a holy nation, a royal priesthood. You see, that's what the love of Jesus Christ and the power of his word does for us. That's what all of this is all about. It's all about that. And it really comes down to faith and repentance. And really, like I said, like I always say too, is repentance only comes after faith. And it's very simple. That all we have to do is believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in him. But the problem of it is that we get so many times, we get swayed by the world. We want to follow the world, don't we? We want to follow our own desires. And we fall in that trap of being stiff-necked people again. But you know, that's where each time that we do that, what we need to do is we have to look into what God has done for us and remember His love for us and the compassion of His heart. He knows what the difficulties of this world is. He knows what those things are, but it's through His grace and His mercy that He has redeemed us and made us His children. And that's why I do this every Sunday, or at least just about every Sunday, to remind us that we are children of God and that we are special people, that we have been made holy through the blood of Jesus Christ. But yet the world is still present, and we still live in this world. And that's really what our gospel lesson really kind of hits at. It hits into several different things. In fact, most of you will know it. This is one of the verses that we quite often use in funerals. Why? Because it's at funerals sometimes that we forget about the promises of God Himself. First of all, we have to realize who Jesus Christ is, and that where God speaks, there also Jesus speaks, and there also the Holy Spirit speaks. We can't separate the three. There are those out there that would try to say that. I know one of the arguments for one of the synagogues today is basically, well, Jesus didn't say it, but yet the Heavenly Father says it in the Old Testament. The law has been laid down, and we even see the Holy Spirit speaking through the words of Paul and some of the other apostles when He condemns the sin in our lives. And it doesn't matter which one it is. We're all guilty of so many of them. In fact, in our Sunday school class, Bob was about ready just to give it all up. He realized that he sins in ways that he didn't even think about. But the great thing about it is that's where we go back to the love and compassion of Jesus Christ and realize that where the Father speaks, there also the Son speaks. You see, that's the thing about it is there are no errors in Scripture in that way. When God says something, when He laid out His law, when He gave people His law, that was so that we would learn how to love Him and to love one another. That's what the law is all about. Sure, we've got that second use of the law that's in there that also does it too. It shows us our sin. But you know what? The thing about it is that we need that because it reminds us that we need God. We need Jesus in our lives, and it's really that easy. That we need Jesus in our lives because He is the one that takes care of our fears, takes care of the problems out there that the world twists us around and gets us confused. That's why we see Jesus, first of all, as being the truth and the life. That's why He wanted to tell His disciples. He was there speaking with His disciples. And of course, you know, Thomas was there. He's the impulsive one. He is the one that really says what's on our mind, isn't he? How many times are we the ones that are sitting there thinking the same thing? And I guarantee you, he's speaking for the rest of them because he was the only one brave enough. I mean, we also always talk about him as being doubting Thomas, but you know, he was the only one that was really brave enough to speak up and ask a question. He was kind of like our Dave Darmstadt back here. They'll ask any questions. We love Dave, though. We love his questions. And we love Thomas, too, because really it helps Jesus to set up and bring a message that each of us need to hold on to. And that is this, that there is no other way to heaven but in Jesus Christ. There is no other way because if we see Jesus Christ, He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. First of all, He is the way into heaven. There is no other way out there. The world tries to tell us that there are several different paths to heaven, or there are different ways that we can do it. But like we heard in our text last Sunday, where Jesus is the gate and the shepherd, it's only through the shepherd and it's only through the gate that you can come into heaven. It is the same thing here, is that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Sure, you can try to do the works. You can try to be a good person. But the reality of it is, and what Bob's realized this morning, that can't happen. On our own, we cannot do it. There is no way that we can do it. There's no way that we can even try to keep the law. In fact, if we do try to look at it that way, what it should really do is it should really show us the true holiness of God. Realizing how holy you must be in order to be able to keep the law perfectly. When the reality of it is that most of you have trouble just keeping the law in one day. Probably keeping the law while you were here sitting in church listening to me. But that's the truth. That's the reality, and that's why we need God. And so what we need to do is, rather than trying to listen to all of the people out in the world try to tell us there are different paths, is what we do is we listen to Jesus Christ and realize that there is only way, and that is the way is through Jesus himself. He is the way. It kind of reminds me of a conversation that was told once. I think Billy Graham was the one that actually used this story at one time. I don't know where the true author is of it, but it's about the cat and the fox. There was a cat and a fox that were out in the woods. And they knew that there were dogs that were seeking to get them and bring them to a quick demise. And so what they did was they were kind of talking about it. And the fox asked the cat, he says, "When you get yourself in trouble, when the dogs come running around, how many ways do you have to escape?" Well, the cat said, "I only have one way." And he says, "Well, that's not very good. You know, fox tried to be clever and everything." He says, "Well, I've got 100 different ways to escape." And he says, he started to tell the cat. He says, "Well, you know," I said, "that's too many for me. I just have one way. And I know that it works." And so while they were there having a conversation, all of a sudden they heard the dogs barking in the distance. And so what did the cat do? The cat decided to go his way. He says, "This is my way of doing it." So he crawled up a tree and he went up into a branch and he hid out in the leaves. Well, the fox got closer, and as the dogs got there, the fox decided, "Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to show how clever I am. Maybe I'm going to go this way. No, I'm going to go this way over here. No, I'm going to go this way over here." And by the time he decided, what happened? The dogs caught him, and they killed him. See, what does that tell us? Which is it better for us to have? Is it better to have many ways to get someplace? Or one way that we know that works every single time, because that cat knew that those dogs could not climb that tree. You see, that's what the world tells us. The world tells us there's many different ways and we can do it. But what we have to do is we have to look at it this way. Do we want to try those 100 different ways? Or do we want to have one sure way that we know is going to escape us from the reality of this world? From the enemy that comes knocking at our door, death, the devil, and sin. And so we need to be like the cat, to have the only way. And we see that way through Jesus Christ. He is the truth because he is the one that speaks the truth. He speaks the truth of the Heavenly Father from the very beginning of time. What he does is he does not speak on his own, and he only speaks about the authority of the Father. In fact, he told Philip when he started to talk about it, "Realize it this way." He says, "You have to realize that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." And of course, Philip was in that same mode that he wanted to question things, didn't he? Philip said, "Well, just show us the Father. Prove it to us." He says, "Don't you realize? How long have you been with me? Don't you realize that if you see me, you see the Father? Don't you realize that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me? Haven't you noticed that? Haven't you seen who I am? Don't you know me?" And see, that's what we've got to do, is we've got to know Jesus Christ. Because if we know Jesus Christ, we see the truth. It doesn't change. From the beginning of time till the very last moment that this world will be in existence, there is no change, because the Father speaks and the Son speaks and the Holy Spirit speaks together. There is no difference. Whether it be the Father speaking through the prophets of old, whether it be through Jesus Christ himself in the words of Scripture, or whether it be the Holy Spirit speaking through those who he chooses to communicate his message with, like Paul and the other disciples, like your pastors, those who speak the truth of Scripture. When it's based on Scripture, they all three speak and they say the same message. There is only one way. And when we listen, we realize that Jesus is the way. When we hear the truth, it's only then that we have life. Life in Jesus Christ. And see, that's really what the gospel lesson does. It reassures us that we have a place. And that Jesus Christ himself has left. Yes, he leaves this earth. We can't walk with him. He's here physically present in the Holy Supper. And even though he's not here physically, we know that he is there and he is preparing a place. Because the worst thing that most of us, the thing that most of us do, and believe me, we're not in a hurry to get there, but the thing we fear most of all in this world is death, isn't it? We fear the death of our loved ones and we fear our own death. But that's where we hear the truth of Jesus Christ and we hear this. I'm preparing a place for you. And don't you realize? Remember, it's me that's talking here. Don't you realize that if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and bring you home? You see, the thing about it is we don't have anything to fear. Because God, Jesus has already done it for us. That Jesus has a place that's got our name on it and everything, and it's going to be there and it's going to be perfect. I always tease that my place will probably be right next to the noisy ice machine. But you know what? That's okay. Because I know I'm there and God's got a very special place for me there. And for all those who die in faith. And so really there is no reason for us to fear. The world uses that to try to change our mind. Try to say, well, you can't do that. You can't trust Jesus. But yet that's where we see and realize who we are. We realize what he does for us and how he has blessed us. Just even in the celebration of Mother's Day. How he blesses us so richly with those who care and love us. And how many more ways that he cares for us. And the healing that we have today, what a blessing it is. The medical technology and everything that's out there. And so just to realize that what God does. But even more than that, what we need to do is realize who we are in that. Because just as Christ is in his Father and his Father is in Christ, so too are we in that through the waters of holy baptism. We have been marked and Christ has entered our hearts, and so we're in that same unison with him. We're in that same union with him. That's why we can proudly today say with one another here in one voice that we are
children.
And because of that, we are a royal nation, a holy people. We are God's people. And God wants us to talk to him. And he tells us, he says, you know what? You've seen these things and you've seen these miracles will happen, but even greater things are going to happen. All we have to do is talk to me and ask me. And so the final part of our gospel lesson is this. And it should be something that we need to do in every life. It doesn't mean that we're going to get everything that we want. It doesn't mean that things aren't going to go the way that we want them to. But to realize that everything in Jesus Christ works for the good of those who love him. And that is that when we pray, we finish that prayer up. We always pray it in Jesus' name. The power of Jesus' name. That when we do it, that we ask our Lord to do those things that we want in this life. That we lift our cares and concerns into his hands. And that as his children, that we pray in his name. And as the scriptures tell it, he will do it. That's what it means to be children of God. That's what it means to be a holy nation. That's what it means to be a royal priesthood. And so he leaves us here to go out and share that message with others. And so on this Mother's Day, just remember those blessings that he bestows upon us. Remember all that he gives us. Proclaim his word and realize that he is the way, the truth, and the life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.